You want to be in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for so many things. It's just awesome as we come to this time of year. It just doesn't seem possible that here we are getting close to the end of the year and all the things that's been going on here, there, and yonder. And it's just a blessing every day, and we thank you for that. But not only is it a blessing to live in this life, but to live this life with hope. Hope and that we have eternal life because of what you've done for us this time of the year, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. We not only celebrate his birth, but we celebrate his life, and we celebrate the promise that he has given to all of us by the forgiveness of sin and having a love relationship with him through the Holy Spirit. We are promised eternal life, and we thank you for that because life itself has challenges. And as you heard our prayers and our joys and our requests, there's always things going on. So we ask that the Holy Spirit touch us, fill us full of your grace, and we give you the glory. And we thank you for teaching the disciples a prayer. They said, Lord, can we talk to the Father too? And you told them you sure can. I want to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power forever. Amen.